The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, hello there. Okay, so I'm going to talk about it, being fit over 40, and I'm almost going to have the opportunity real soon here to be fit over 50, but how do you do it? Well, I do it the way that I found is best, and I found it being best by making a lot of mistakes. I have been an athlete my entire life. I've played competitive sports in all stages of school. I became a triathlete. I was belted in karate and hapkido. And recently, as everybody probably is so sick of hearing, got into CrossFit. Now I'm an athlete and a coach and all that stuff. But you know what? Here was my problem. Always, from a very young age, despite anybody telling me otherwise, I was a full metal jacket kind of athlete. Like, you get in there, tear it up, and then you go home. No warm up, no cool down, no nothing. And that was just fine for a long, long time, until it wasn't anymore, until I did so much damage to my body. I locked up so much tissue, lack of circulation, lack of mobility, lack of range of motion. It was horrible. And guess what? Physician, heal thyself. I had to wake up to it, and I had to start walking my talk. I now, believe it or not, sometimes I slip, have safe, effective, and absolutely sustainable workouts. And it's great, because why? I want to keep my skin in the game. That is one of the most important things. And I have to tell you that under the age of 40, you can bounce back. In my opinion, certainly from a professional and personal view, we start losing our ability to recover. The recovery, the tissue is different. And especially if we've been sedentary, all right, our risk for injuries, particularly who are prone to strains and sprains, they just increase. And so what are we going to do with our fit over 40, fit over 50, fit over 60 folks? I've got the equation. I call them the four M's. Here's what they are. Mobility. All right. I'm going to go through that. It's also modification. I'm going to go through that. It's also moderation. That one is really, really difficult for me. And then medicinal supplements. All right. So I think these four are so important, and it's the mantra that I continue to really live by each and every day. And it's difficult for me. This is like, I'm about 2 years old when it comes to really grokking the fact that this stuff is so important, because I'm really just learning and retraining my body to warm up and to recover appropriately. So mobility, I mean, it is absolutely critical for healthy aging, and it helps patients stay completely independent in later years. That's another thing. You know, as a naturopathic doc, prevention is the cure. So as you age and grow older, my gosh, all we want to actually do is be able to be mobile, to be moving around, to actually have the ability to continue moving well throughout all the decades in our lives, all right? Specifically, physical activity. I mean, whether it's structured exercise or just your everyday lifestyle activities, we want to make sure that mobility is there. It reduces the risk of falls, it boosts cardiovascular health, lowers the risk of diabetes, improves mood and cognition, promotes strong bones, it enhances fluidity, strength, and flexibility of all of your soft tissue, that's muscles and tendons. And it's never too late to start. I have to tell you, I had severe tendonitis in my calf area, so around the peroneals there, those tendons attached to the bones in my feet. And it was difficult for me to walk for, I think, like a half a year. And also very severe tendonitis, inflammation of the tendons in my shoulder. And I've been working really hard each and every day to continue to unlock mobility. Mobility, basically, it's never too late to start. And what does that mean? You've got to be able to get the tissue mobilized. You know, when you get up in the morning and you've got those aches and you kind of limp around and you change your gait. So all that tissue needs to feel the tug and the pull of pressure, whether it's self-massage, going to get regular massages, being able to do static and dynamic stretching before, after workouts. We've got to keep that tissue mobile. Very, very, very important, and never, ever, ever too late to start. Now, modification. So even middle-aged patients who have exercised their entire lives, I see this, find the body simply doesn't move in the way it used to. Squats can be painful thanks to arthritis. Stiff joints in the fingers can be difficult to grip heavier weights. The lower back and hip flexors become tighter. I mean, it just is, in my opinion, this is what happens when we have an aging. Now, we can optimize this process, absolutely, but we've got to be able to understand. But modification, here's the thing. You know, there are prescribed workouts for folks. There are things that you can read off the internet. There's prescribed workouts in the CrossFit community. But being able, I call it the mod squad, all right? Being able to modify something to actually not go that heavy, to actually, if you do have some limitations, understand your limitations, don't go full range of motion, to not have a certain goal that was set by a fitness standard or somebody else be your goal if that's not what you're capable of. You've got to be able to modify. It is so extremely important. Being able to modify really is one of the things that you've got to manage by yourself. Knowing what you're feeling like that day, knowing what your body is capable of, and being proud of it. You've got your skin in the game, and guess what? If you practice the method of modification, you're going to keep your skin in the game. I see people tear it up, run around, and injuries, they happen. That's what happens. And so not only mobility, but that modification. Please, just if there's a sprint involved in a workout, maybe you're going to walk quickly on an incline. If there is a 65-pound plate you're going to push, maybe it's just 35 pounds for you. You've got to be able to understand your limitations and get into the mod squad and modify. Moderation. Oh, gosh. Like I said, very, very one. This is a difficult one for me. It really is. It is so important. I got to tell you this story. I went to train for a marathon once. Of course I did, right? I didn't know what I was doing. So I downloaded from the internet beginner's training guide to marathon running, right? And I was like, well, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just going to follow this. And it worried me. I had more rest days in this training program than I ever had in my entire life. But for some reason, I had this spur of discipline. I thought, I'll just follow it. I was amazed. My rest days, the runs that I would have after my rest days were like I had wings. It was the first time that I really learned the importance of recovery, relaxing, repairing that tissue, having the time to recover. When you have a fitness regimen, when you are active, when you have physical exercise, the name of the game is you tear things down. Well, guess what? What we tear down, we need to build back up. And that takes time. But if you are tearing things down, and that's called catabolism, okay? And then the anabolism, or growing and repairing, doesn't have a chance. And then all of a sudden, you've got more catabolism on board. You're going to be in a state of perpetual catabolism. And it's not a great state. That's where injuries happen. That is where pain, soreness, tightness happens. So we've got to be able to remember those rest days. The way that I do it is I look at my week. I look at my week. I look at my choices of activity. I see it. I work with my schedule. And that is how I go about really, really, really pulling in those rest days. I have to write them down. It's amazing. But it's kind of like Stephen Covey's principles. You know, start with the end in mind. Absolutely start with the end in mind. All right. And the fourth, we've got medicinal supplementation. There's a couple things I want to talk about. We've talked about a lot of these before, and you can go to past shows that I've done, but pre-workout protocol, I love ubiquinol. It is found in every single cell. It drives your mitochondria, so more energy. Absolutely amazing, okay? So ubiquinol, not ubiquinone. So it's CoQ10, the O-L at the end. I'd say about 100 milligrams per day. Vitamin C. We want to protect the body from the oxidative stress that exercise in general just does. And then branched chain amino acids help to improve performance and reduce muscle breakdown. Post-workout, I got to talk about my lovely curcumin. Absolutely. There's a couple on the market that are really great and absorbable. They're Theracumin, Mariva, or the BCM95. So curcumin, I've got to be able to talk about. And then also ginger. Ginger, you can eat it every day, but it is as effective as aspirin in inhibiting COX-2, and it's so much safer. All right, there you have it. Fit Over 40 with the 4 M's. We got to think medicinal supplements, moderation, modification, and mobility. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Sonar, for keeping us on track. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD.